Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. If you're just joining us, we have been covering today medicinal mushrooms.
Important medicinal, not just cooking. We're talking therapeutic value.
Right, exactly. So we covered shiitake, we covered maitake, and I know you mentioned to our listeners that we're going to be giving away a sample pack and a book about the medicinal mushrooms.
Yes.
So do you want to give out that number for them to call?
Absolutely, yes. The first two callers who call in, and by the way, you won't be on the air, so don't worry about that, but you can call in and you'll get that sample pack of the different types of mushrooms as well as the book that goes with it. And the number to call in is 727-754-2900. Again, that's 727-754-2900. First two callers will get the large sample pack with all of those mushrooms in it, as well as the book.
Yes, great thing. And that book is very informative.
Yes,
I like that book. But we were talking, like I mentioned, we talked about shiitake and maitake as far as their properties with the immune stimulation within the body and what they're used for. And I mentioned reishi. And I just want to mention one more thing about reishi is that it actually has been shown in studies that it helps alleviate common allergies by inhibiting that histamine release. So for people out there who have a lot of allergies, reishi is very good. And it's very good just as an adaptogenic type mushroom that's just going to increase your feeling overall as far as wellness, that type of thing. But again, it does help with lowering blood pressure. It has immune modulating abilities, as well as the same with the shiitake and maitake. So those type of mushrooms, those are three, the reishi, the maitake, and the shiitake. But it goes much further than that. There's some that are not familiar to people at all.
Well, actually, I know there are familiar many of the integrative medical doctors in the area, because I know many people come into the store with information from their integrative medical doctors asking for these specific types of mushrooms that you're about to be talking about now.
Right. And there's one that's actually called turkey tail. And the reason it's called turkey tail is because if you actually look at the mushroom itself, it's very colorful and it's in the shape of a turkey tail. It kind of fans out like that. And it's got different rows of color on it.
Striated color.
Yeah, right.
Color striations on it. I see that. It's very interesting.
So it's actually a very pretty mushroom.
But also therapeutically beneficial.
Right. But there's also another name for it. We call it T. versicolor. But it contains what's called a polysaccharide K is the active component of this particular mushroom that they see has the most effect on our human health. And they're actually as well showing that PSK displays anti-cancer activity in vitro. Again, these are just quoting some tests and that it's actually in preliminary human research now. But it reduces mutagen-induced, radiation-induced, and spontaneously induced development of cancer cell preparations. So it's showing that in vitro, in the studies, in the laboratory, it's showing anti-cancer properties. So it's been actually used as an adjunct in the treatment of esophageal, gastric, breast and lung cancers. Okay, and so it's actually in studies right now. Human studies are showing that it might reduce cancer reoccurrence when used as an adjunct to your conventional treatment.
Okay, again, that's so we're talking about supplementation.
Right. So what that means is that they're seeing people who take this in conjunction with their conventional treatment have less of a reoccurrence. That means something.
That's very powerful.
That means a lot.
Well, it's powerful information in that it's actual studies. It's real life studies.
Right.
Today,
so they actually concentrate on the turkey tail. You can find some that actually concentrate that PSK. And this is the one actually that I mentioned earlier that the FDA has stepped in with Bastyr University. Of course, Bastyr University is a major naturopathic college out in Washington, I believe. And the FDA, they've actually approved a clinical trial with Bastyr University for using turkey tail extract and allowing patients with advanced prostate cancer to take it in combination with their conventional treatment. They also have a study going on for women with breast cancer. So They're seeing that taking a turkey tail supplement may support conventional breast cancer therapies by strengthening the immune system. So these studies are actually going on, and the FDA has approved these studies, which is really something to say. Because studies can be very, very expensive, and that's one of the reasons why you don't see a lot of studies with natural therapies, with herbs and supplements, because studies are very, very expensive. But when you get Bastyr University supporting it and doing something like this, who can afford to do a double-blind, placebo-controlled type of study, then that's what really means something. And for the FDA to step in and say, yes, you can do this and give approval for this clinical trial, I think it is showing a lot of promise as far as it being used as in conjunction with your conventional treatment. So I think that's really important to see.
Now, Brenda B., you've mentioned the shiitake, you've mentioned the maitake, you've mentioned the reishi, you've mentioned the turkey tail, but there are two more that you wanted to bring up, the lion's mane and the cordyceps. Is that correct?
Right. Lion's mane is really interesting. It's a mushroom that actually looks like a lion's mane. It looks like hair dripping down. It's really a very unusual looking mushroom.
You wouldn't think
mushroom.
It was a mushroom, right?
You right. You wouldn't think, it wouldn't was a think it's a mushroom.
Yes.
But it is. It is a mushroom. And lion's mane actually has a constituent in it that is used as an activator for brain function. And I know we've talked a lot about brain function on this show, but they're showing that it actually induces nerve growth factor within the brain, and it reduces that beta amyloid peptide. Now, we all know what that is in relation to.
Yeah, the Alzheimer's.
Those,
yeah.
Right. For those of you who don't know, the beta amyloid plaquing is something that they find with Alzheimer's patients. So they're seeing that taking this particular mushroom will reduce that beta amyloid peptide. So again, that's a huge thing. It also has been shown this particular constituent of lion's mane called amylobin 3399, which we have in the store. We actually have that extract of the lion's mane in the store, and not too many people know about it, and that's why I want to talk about it. It actually passes the blood-brain barrier, and it's been shown to clearly increase alertness.
Okay. And that's very interesting. You see, lion's mane is not something you can go into the supermarket and walk up and say, oh, there's some shiitake mushrooms right next to it. There's some lion's mane right there. No, lion's mane, it's a very rare, very rare mushroom, right? But all of these, again, just taking them off the shelf and trying to cook with them isn't the same thing as actual concentrated quantities and therapeutic value to them that's in an extract or in a capsule.
Exactly, Dr. V, especially with this amylobin 3399. I mean, for it to be really effective like that, if you have a family member who's dealing with that situation as far as Alzheimer's, then you want to look for that component specifically. And again, we have that in the store. There's only a few people as far as manufacturers that will put that out.
Yeah, it's a very rare but
very
high
quality
product.
You don't see it very often.
Yes.
And the last one I want to mention is one that actually the cordyceps, with which a lot of people in the athletic realm know about this mushroom, because it's actually been shown to help with increasing the cardiac muscle, the power of the cardiac muscle, your heart muscle. It enhances endurance. It also improves memory a little bit, but it also, like I said, increases endurance, and that's why a lot of athletes will take this. So it increases energy. A lot of people who have low energy will use cordyceps. So this mushroom, other than the other ones that, you know, are mostly used for stimulating
the immune system, right.
This one is used more for endurance and energy.
Not all mushrooms created equal with their therapeutic value. Have to remember that.
And that's called cordyceps. And I've taken cordyceps, certainly. And just to give you an idea, I actually have a liquid cocktail that I made up myself that I take every morning as a preventive measure. And it's a combination of shiitake, maitake, reishi. It also has bloodroot in it and astragalus.
Wow, that is something very interesting. And for those of you out there who would like to find out more about Gulf Coast Nutrition, you can either give us a call at 727-754-2900, or you can come by the store at the corner of Alternate 19 Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, and you can check out our new Fit Life foods that we're carrying, and always check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com, or get that tune-up, Brenda B.
Right. Tune Up is a free service that we offer there at the store. You just call, make an appointment with me, and we'll be happy to sit down and go over all the supplements that you're taking and evaluate them and just see if you are taking the right supplements for your needs, if you're overspending, if you're doubling up on things, those type of things. So give us a call for that.
Wonderful. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. We're so glad you joined us today, and hopefully you'll stop by the store. We are Gulf Coast Nutrition on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. We would love to see you there, and we have a great show for you today. We're talking about the power of mushrooms.
And I didn't realize this until just a few years ago about how many different mushrooms there are, varieties to take, and their different medicinal properties. It was amazing when I started looking into it.
Right. Well, there's, as far as I know, there's like thousands of species of mushrooms, you know, of that type of fungi, they're also called. And certainly they have a lot of nutritional value. A lot of people will use mushrooms in cooking, and the ones that are exposed to light have a higher vitamin D level within the mushroom, and they also have B vitamins and fiber, and they have like zero fat. So, and they certainly don't affect our glucose level at all. So they're wonderful for cooking. So a lot of people are familiar with those type of mushrooms as far as a nutritional mushrooms, like button mushrooms and those type of things. But the mushrooms that we're talking about today are more medicinal mushrooms.
Yes, we're not doing a cooking show today. We are doing a medicinal mushroom show.
We could
show
do
today.
A cooking show.
No, no, I'm not very good in the kitchen.
This is true.
Yeah.
I will vouch for that.
There you go.
Eggs, that's about it. But medicinal mushrooms, you know, actually the Chinese and the Egyptians were among the first ones to appreciate the medicinal value of mushrooms. Egyptians like associated them with immortality, and China associated them with longevity, which is both two great things, immortality and longevity.
I'll sign up.
But the medicinal mushrooms actually are proven to have a lot of different properties that we're going to hit some of them today. Certainly they're antibacterial. They're antiviral. They have immune-stimulating properties, and that's one of the biggest things with the medicinal mushrooms. I keep saying medicinal mushrooms. They have these great immune-stimulating properties. So I wanted to go through some specifics on some of the ones that you'll find in a health food store.
Because I tend to get them sometimes a little confused myself, and I've been having to research this, and the more I look into them, the more I realize how much more there is to know, and just the depth that you go into with a mushroom is amazing in its medicinal properties. It's really is.
Medicinal?
No, I said medicinal.
So shiitake. Let's talk about shiitake. Now, a lot of people will cook with shiitake. So it's one of the more common edible mushrooms. But it has a lot of medicinal properties. And actually, it was used during the Ming Dynasty as medicine for the upper respiratory disease, for poor blood circulation, for any type of weakness. They've used it since then as a medicine. And it actually contains what's called these alpha-glucans. It's very rich in that. And Japan has been using these alpha-glucans that they get from the shiitake mushroom, and they concentrate them into a compound called AHCC, which is active hexose correlated compound. And you'll see that as a supplement, AHCC, in the health food stores. So this is what is derived from the shiitake, the alpha glucans. And it's very interesting. It's actually the second most popular complementary and alternative medicine used in Japan for cancer patients. And I'm going to be saying the big C on this show. And just keep in mind that this is all research that I'm quoting from. So I'm not claiming that any of this cures cancer or anything, but they're showing that these have immune stimulating properties, and they've been used in scientific studies with people who do have cancer.
I will say this, people in Japan, when you look at the different countries, Japanese will live longer than Americans on the average. And so that can be one of the reasons. I will also say this, is that just eating a mushroom by itself, when having researched this, just eating a mushroom or putting mushrooms in your diet, you don't get the concentration you need to go up to therapeutic levels that you do when you take a supplement, because the supplements have been processed to the point of where they can get the concentrations equal from you know, capsule to capsule that you take, or liquids that you take, so that they are the same every time and they are the right concentrations that you need for therapeutic values, which is
right.
Extremely important. Not just, oh, I had a pack of mushrooms today, so I'm going to be fine.
And mushrooms, you're still going to get some of those properties when you eat mushrooms. And a lot of people will incorporate mushrooms into their diet for
that
purpose.
But it's not the same as taking a therapeutic dose.
It certainly is not. I mean, when you're taking a product like this AHCC, which is a concentration of those alpha-glucan-rich compounds in there, that's going to show that it actually stimulates the natural killer cell activity in the body. It enhances your T cell activity, and it enhances anti-cancer cytokines. That's what they're seeing. So when you take a product like this, certainly it's not the same as eating it in your diet. You're correct.
Right.
So that's what the shiitake has actually been shown. And like I said, it's the second most common complementary medicine taken in Japan. And actually there's another compound from shiitake called lintinin that is actually considered a drug in Japan. So, I mean, this actually has very, very good medicinal properties. And that's why I wanted to do this show, because these mushrooms can be very powerful. There's another mushroom that is also very, very powerful, and that's the maitake. And a lot of people know it as grifola. That's its more, less common name. The common name is maitake. But again, studies are showing that it stimulates the immune function, that it again activates certain cells and proteins in your body that attack cancer cells. So it enhances the natural killer cell activity. It enhances your macrophages. So it's actually shows in studies, and again, I'm just quoting some studies, and I've got them here if you want to know what they are, that it slows the growth of cancer. And this, with the maitake, again, they concentrate the beta, what's called beta glucans. The other one, like alpha glucans from shiitake, beta glucans, they'll do a concentration of the maitake mushroom called defraction. And that's what you really want to look for, is a defraction concentration of this maitake. And you usually see that, you'll see it a lot of times in a liquid extract form, which I feel gets into the body a little bit quicker.
Versus the capsule.
You can also take it in capsule form, that concentrated form of this maitake. And they're actually seeing that even in the United States, they're seeing that when it's used in conjunction with conventional treatment, there's a much bigger enhancement of effect for cancer. So that's what you would want to do. I'm not saying don't do conventional treatment by any means. I would never, ever say that. But what I'm saying are, these are some things that you could look at that have studies behind them that show that they have certain properties for this certain health situation. So, you know, while you're going through conventional treatment, it may be a good adjunct. And even Bastyr University and the FDA has approved studies on certain mushrooms for looking at them for the purpose of prostate cancer and breast cancer. So even the FDA is in on this, you know, and they're approving these studies to look at the effect of these mushrooms. So,
and the other one was reishi, I do believe, right?
Right.
So
reishi is also
the maitake, and now reishi. And see, these are all, they're not the same. That was the thing that was interesting. I just think mushroom was mushroom, whether I take maitake or I take shiitake or I take the reishi, it's just mushroom. It's good for you. And then when I got into looking at it, I realized different properties.
They do have, and from here on, they get into a little bit more different properties. The maitake and the shiitake have a lot of information showing that they both stimulate the natural killer cell activity and the T cells and the interleukins and the cytokines and slow that tumor growth and actually starve tumor cells from blood circulation and that type of thing. So there's a lot of information on those two related to that type of situation within the body. The reishi is known more for being used in traditional medicine, again, for over 4,000 years to treat more things like liver disorders and high blood pressure and arthritis and other types of ailments.
Which is interesting to you really need to know this, because to just say, oh, I'm going to take some mushrooms, run out to the health food store, not speak to anyone, and just grab something off the shelf, and you're grabbing a maitake instead of a reishi or vice versa, you could be getting the wrong thing. Not all mushrooms are created equal
right.
in respect to their therapeutic value
right.
and purposes.
Exactly. I mean, reishi is very good at, they're saying, reducing blood pressure. So reducing, lowering blood sugar. So it's been used in those type of situations.
And for those of you interested, because there are so many different types of mushrooms out there, we're going to be giving away a mushroom sample pack in the second half of the show. And for those of you interested in finding out more about us, you can get onto GulfCoastNutrition.com, check us out, and see more about our store. So in just a minute, we'll be right back to cover more on mushrooms and more on cordyceps, lion's mane, turkey tail, and many others. And you're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with